Thank you, worship team, this morning. And thank you, everybody, again for being here with us today. You may be seated, everyone, as we look to the Word of God together into Luke chapter 2 in the Christmas story. Luke chapter 2 this morning. We want to bring you news of the homegoing of our dear friend Debbie Ott, who passed into the presence of the Lord just a couple of days ago. We have no arrangements for her services yet, but we pray the Lord would strengthen and bless and comfort that family. Debbie was a longtime member here at church, here at First Assembly, and was a precious sister in the Lord. We thank God for her, and we are anxious to see her again someday. Would you say amen? Amen. Luke chapter 2 this morning. As we think about the Christmas story, Hunter, I see you up there, Hunter, standing. We are expecting a baby of our own in the next any moment, as our own Hunter Wall up there and his wife Selena are expecting, and he is on call at this very moment. So we pray the Lord will just cover you, Hunter, and Selena, and little Ezra, and this new baby girl who's on her way shortly, and we look forward to meeting her as well. Amen. Let's look to Luke chapter 2, and this is the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This morning we bring to you a message entitled, "Welcome Jesus." How many of you here today have already welcomed Jesus into your heart and life? Say a good amen this morning. Well, Jesus received a royal welcome when he was born into this world over 2,000 years ago. He was welcomed first by Mary. Despite the great mystery of it all, Mary welcomed the carrying of the baby Jesus in her own body. He was welcomed by stepdad Joseph as an angel explained to him that the baby that Mary would conceive would be the Son of God. And though there was no room for them in the inn at Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary were welcomed into the stable outside where Jesus would be born that night. On the hillsides around Bethlehem, a great company of angels filled the skies to welcome the baby Jesus as well, as they sang and shouted, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. The shepherds who heard the angels hurried, the Bible says, they hurried into the town of Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And the Bible says when they saw the baby Jesus, they went out and spread the good news all around the town of Bethlehem. And though they wouldn't show up till later in the story, wise men from the east saw a great star in the heavens that would lead them toward the child Jesus as well. They came and they offered to Jesus in time gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And so Jesus, though we often speak about his humble birth in a manger, was welcomed royally on many fronts as he came, the Son of God, into this world and into human flesh. Today we read the story of another welcome received by the baby Jesus when he was just a little child, about 6 weeks old, we think, according to the rules contained in the Jewish law, about 6 weeks old. The story takes place as Joseph and Mary travel from Bethlehem to the temple at Jerusalem, about a 25-mile journey up toward the north into the city of Jerusalem. And there they would make their way into the temple courts where they would be met by a very interesting fellow. In fact, they would be met that day by two very interesting characters about whom we know almost nothing. An old woman named Anna and a man by the name of Simeon, who is our subject matter for this morning. As Joseph and Mary make their way into the temple courts, this man named Simeon, who is empowered by God and led by the Holy Spirit, he recognizes the baby Jesus. Even as he lays eyes upon him, he recognizes Jesus for what he is and for who he is. He is the Son of God. He is God's Messiah. He is the promised and the prophesied one. And Simeon recognizes all of that in a moment as he lays eyes upon the baby Jesus. And so I want us to take a few moments this morning to examine this welcome by Simeon to the baby Jesus. And the first thing we note together today is that Simeon expected Jesus. He was waiting for the coming of God's Messiah. Listen to what the scripture teaches us about this man named Simeon. First of all, we consider his deep devotion. Verse 25 says, he was a man who was righteous and devout. He was committed to the Lord and had a deep relationship and devotion to the Lord. Secondly, we consider his active anointing. This man, even under Old Testament standards, was anointed by the Holy Spirit. The scripture says the Holy Spirit was upon him. So Simeon is there, he's in Jerusalem, he's in and out of the temple courts, he's moving at the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is resting upon him, he has a deep devotion to the Lord. And what is Simeon all about? Well, thirdly, we consider his wishful waiting. Verse number 25 in this story says, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Waiting for the consolation of Israel. That word consolation means comfort, the comforting of Israel. And Simeon was waiting for the coming of God's Messiah. Simeon was a man who knew the Word of God. And he knew that the Word of God contained countless prophecies, hundreds of bold, specific prophecies about the coming of a Savior who would be sent by God into the world, into human history, who would be the Savior of the world and the Messiah of God's people, Israel. Simeon knew that. Those prophecies were fulfilled in detail in Jesus of Nazareth, prophecies about his birth, about his life, about his ministry, his betrayal, his suffering, his death, his resurrection and ascension, even prophecies about the second coming of Jesus and the great millennial kingdom over which Jesus would reign. prophecies filled the pages of the Old Testament about the coming of Messiah. And Simeon knew those prophecies. He knew the word of God, and he expected the coming of the Messiah. I want you to think with me this morning about a few of those prophecies contained in the Old Testament, all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. The Lord had promised that a descendant of Eve, the woman, would come who would crush the serpent's head and bring victory to God's people. Isaiah chapter 7 said, the Lord will send you a sign, and the virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Micah chapter 5, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, out of you will come a ruler over Israel, one whose origins are from of old and from ancient times. Psalm 22 prophesies about the suffering Jesus would endure on the cross. Isaiah chapter 53 prophesied about the price Jesus would pay for our healing and for our forgiveness. We know that the Bible declares in Psalm 16 that Jesus would not be left in the grave, but he would be raised from the dead by the power of Almighty God. And we hear it in Psalm 68, the prophecy of the ascension of Jesus after his resurrection back to heaven, welcomed home to heaven into the presence of God. We're here to declare this morning that Jesus Christ was prophesied in century after century by the prophets of God, who foretold of his coming. And so when Jesus, the baby, was born into this world and arrived on the scene, those who were looking for God's salvation recognized Jesus as God's gift to the world. And Simeon was there in the temple and recognized the baby Jesus because he was waiting for him. We consider, fourthly, his remarkable revelation from God that would lead him to this encounter with Jesus. Look at verse 26. It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So Simeon knew there's coming a day within my lifetime that I'm going to meet the Messiah. And there it is on that day. Simeon expected Jesus, and when Jesus arrived at the temple that day, Simeon embraced Jesus. We consider his spiritual sensitivity first. He was moved by the Spirit to make his way into the temple courts that day. Moved by the Spirit. He was somewhere in Jerusalem, but as the Holy Spirit inspired him, he picked up whatever he was doing and made his way quickly into the temple courts to find the baby Jesus who was on his way. I say to you this morning, the Holy Spirit always points us to Jesus, leads us to Jesus, pushes us and urges us toward Jesus. And the Holy Spirit was doing that for Simeon that day, urging him to make his way into the temple courts. And so we consider his momentous march. Verse 27 says, moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. Think about that. This was the day Simeon had been waiting for so long. And the Holy Spirit says, today is the day. Move and make your way into the temple courts. There you're going to find the baby. You're going to find the Messiah who's been sent into the world. And as Simeon lays eyes upon Jesus, we consider his extraordinary embrace. Verse 27 says, moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms. He picked up the baby Jesus and welcomed Jesus into his heart and into his embrace. What a wonderful picture of a welcome to Jesus as Simeon, who's been waiting for so long. We don't know that Simeon knew all of the details up ahead of time of Jesus' arrival, but there in the temple courts, it all became crystal clear as Simeon recognizes Jesus and embraces him. Simeon expected Jesus. He embraced Jesus. And thirdly, Simeon exalted Jesus. There in the temple, we note, we consider his personal praise. Verse 28 says, Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. What was Simeon praising God for? The gift of God to the world. Jesus said it himself in John chapter 16, God, chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And as Simeon embraces the child Jesus, he recognizes this baby boy as the greatest gift the world has ever been given, the gift of God's Son who would bring salvation and everlasting life to all who would trust in him. Everybody say, thank God for Jesus. And Simeon welcomed Jesus with praise. Thank you, Father. You now dismiss your servant in peace. Simeon said. What was he declaring? He was declaring, this has been the purpose of my life. I have now experienced the greatest thing that I could ever experience. Can I say to you this morning that nobody is ready to be dismissed from this life until they have received the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord into their hearts and into their lives. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And Simeon recognized, now that I have welcomed Jesus, now that I have seen Jesus, now that I have embraced Jesus, I'm ready to go on to the next phase that the Lord has for me. And Simeon said, now here I am, Lord. I'm ready to go. I have experienced the greatest thing in life that I could ever experience. Consider his personal praise, and then consider Simeon's powerful proclamation. He says in verse 30, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. We note the powerful declaration that Simeon makes about Jesus, even while looking at just a baby boy, a little newborn baby. And yet Simeon looks at that baby and declares, this is God's salvation for the world. This is the answer. This baby is the answer for the sin problem. This baby is the answer for the death problem. This baby is the answer for every malady the human race has ever known. This baby is God's salvation. We celebrate Christmas and we decorate and we rejoice and we sing. Friends, Jesus is the answer for the world today. He is God's salvation in every category. He is our, listen, Jesus is our Savior. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He is our peace giver. He is our hope giver. Jesus is everything we could ever need. He is the answer. And Simeon says, this baby is God's salvation. Not only is he a gift for the glory of God's people Israel, born as a little Jewish baby, born into the nation of Israel, born under the Old Testament promises and covenant, born as a gift to God's people Israel. But Simeon even looks ahead and beyond that and says, this baby is born to be a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Who's that? That's us, friends. Simeon is prophesying here, the gospel is going to go beyond Jerusalem and beyond Judea and Samaria, and the good news of Jesus is going to go to the whole wide world, all the way to Jefferson City, Missouri. Hallelujah. A light for revelation to the Gentiles. So Simeon prophesies. Note the precision in Simeon's prophecy and declaration about the baby Jesus. He's going to bring salvation to Jews and Gentiles alike. And then Simeon continues his prophecy with a painful note about how all of this will happen. Friends, listen to his painful prophecy spoken to Mary, the mother of Jesus, that day. Now, this was a baby dedication. As we think about Simeon in the temple courts that day and Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus there, they were there for a baby dedication. And they were holding the baby there. They had brought to the temple, we don't know, a pair of pigeons or two young doves. That's what the scripture here says. They brought that to offer a sacrifice, a thanks offering for the baby, to consecrate the baby to the Lord. By the way, that's the offering prescribed for a poor person who can't afford a greater gift. So Mary and Joseph must have qualified for food stamps. Whatever that means, they qualified for the lower offering. And so they brought that offering to the Lord, and they were there to dedicate the baby Jesus to the Lord. But just as perhaps we do when we dedicate a baby to the Lord, we look ahead in time and we think about the future. We may pray over a baby when we dedicate a baby to the Lord. We may pray about that baby. Oh, God, reveal yourself, Jesus, to this baby as he grows and fulfill your plan for his life and his destiny. And we think sometimes about what that baby, what that child will become in the days to come. Simeon had prophesied this baby would be salvation for the people of the world. But then Simeon made an added note and said, but it will come at great cost and at a great price. Listen to what Simeon said, verse 34. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against. Here is a baby. We think about a little tiny baby, and we think when we consider that child, who could ever despise a baby? A little innocent baby here. But Simeon said, in the days to come, this baby will cause the rising and the falling of many, and he will be a sign that will be spoken against. Simeon prophesies, not everybody's going to be happy about the coming of God's Messiah. Many will resist him. Many will reject him. Right there where Simeon was standing in the temple courts, many would reject the Lord Jesus. They would resist the Lord Jesus. They would speak against the Lord Jesus. Ultimately, most of the religious leaders of Jesus' day would reject him and renounce him and eventually sentence him to death. The Apostle John writes in chapter 1 of his gospel, he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. And Simeon looks ahead in time while holding the baby Jesus and says, there's coming a day when this child will be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And by the way, Mama Mary, a sword will pierce your own soul too. We can't help but when we read that prophecy from Simeon about the pain that Mary will experience over Jesus. You know, when the baby is born, there's great joy, but there's coming a day, Simeon says, when great pain will fill your heart, Mary, over this child. We can't help but think ahead to the cross of Jesus as he hung there on an old rugged cross, paying the price for the sins of humanity. And we see Jesus' mother, Mary, standing there at the foot of the cross, weeping. The prophecy of Simeon fulfilled. A soul has pierced her own soul also, as she weeps and as her heart is broken over the rejection and the death, the suffering of her son, Jesus. So Simeon that day, by the power of the Holy Spirit, had this amazing clarity revealed to him by the power of the Holy Spirit. This baby boy that I'm holding in my arms, says Simeon, is God's gift of salvation to the world. But he will be resisted. and he will be rejected, and the salvation he brings will come at great cost to those who love him. We look backward upon that day in the temple some 2,000 years ago today, and we say, thank God for the price that Jesus was willing to pay so that we might be saved and come into the family of God and have the gift of everlasting life. Jesus was born to die. Thank God. Romans chapter 8 says, if God was willing to give Jesus to die for our sins, then certainly God is also willing to provide for us anything and everything else we need in life to live in the plan and the blessing of God. It all comes through Jesus. Thank God. So I hope and I believe that everybody in the room today, maybe everybody, probably everybody, certainly nobody would want to reject or refuse such a wonderful gift as the gift of Jesus. So I hope that everybody in the room this morning, if you've not yet welcomed Jesus into your own personal life as your Lord and Savior, I hope that you would do that today by simply calling upon his name, Jesus. You know, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. His name, the name of the Lord is Jesus. And if we simply say, Jesus, you are Lord, and I invite you now into my life. I thank you for dying on the cross to forgive my sins. I believe you rose from the dead as the living Lord and Savior. And I believe you're alive today. Jesus, thank you for being God's gift to the world, and thank you for bringing the gift of salvation to me. I receive you now into my life as my Savior. And as we welcome Jesus into our lives today, thank God, we're looking forward to the welcome we're going to receive one of these days in his presence forever in heaven. God is a good God, and we're so glad that Jesus has come. Would you say amen?